Who Help Us Raise will provide St. Patrick Center programs to move 50 families into housing. So $50 helps end homelessness for 50 families. To make your 50 Ends 50 donation, call 802-0700 or visit stpatrickcenter.org. That's 802-0700 or stpatrickcenter.org.
Is your car's air conditioning blowing hot air? Bring back the cold in under 10 minutes with Do-It-Yourself AC Pro. Go to acprocold.com for the store nearest you.
Grab your coat and get your hat. Leave your worry on the doorstep. Just direct your feet to the sunny side of the street. Can't you hear a pitter-patter? And that happy tune is your step. Life can be so sweet on the sunny side of the street. I used to walk in the shade with those blues on parade, but I'm not afraid. This rover crossed over. If I never have
good one,
said,
I heard was
I'll be the jazz rock.
You want to take another run at it?
No, that's all right. Time has passed.
Well, yeah, I think the audience is
helps Deb though.
Cheated. The audience got cheated.
You can throw it in there now.
It helps Deb the wires hooked up, I guess.
Throw it in.
I'll tell you what you could do. You could stop this music right now, and then when you stop it, do that thing where Paul Harris says, head, you know? I could do that. So just play the music. Can you do that? Are you able to do that?
I don't have that head thing available.
Well,
though.
You're just not. You're not prepared to do it. You're not prepared. Well, how about the one where Paul Harris says vagina?
I have that.
Yeah.
Okay. I think it's Paul Harvey.
Vagina.
All right, there you go. All right, that works.
Yeah,
that works.
Good.
So who is it?
Paul Harvey.
Oh shoot!
What?
I got confused.
I made a mistake. Yeah, you almost didn't know.
I know.
Good afternoon. Welcome to the. Welcome to the large morning show in the afternoon. Here we are, the 13th day of June.
Okay, thank you.
What is it?
Who are you talking to? My assistant just handed me.
What's her name?
I got a new one. This one's name is Claritza.
Claritza?
Well, it's not.
What?
What kind of name is that?
Oh, I'm sorry. She says it's Clitorsa.
Clitorsa.
Clitorsa. Oh, that's nice.
Wow.
Why are you laughing?
I don't know. Her name's
not very nice.
Thank you, Clitorsa. She just had. Oh, this is from the corporate office.
We have a corporate office?
Yeah, down the hall.
Oh.
To Frank O'Pinion from Mike Dorsey and
I think
all,
it's Mark.
Other, all other executives. I'll just read it to you. I know we had discussed the possibility of you being reinstated on Friday. Unfortunately, it's not going to be this Friday. You will be on assignment Friday, June 14th. Deal with it.
Wow.
Whoa.
Wow.
Strong deal with
strong words.
Yeah, and it's got Mike Dorsey, Lynn Ryan. It's got all their names on here.
I think it's Mark and Lauren.
What is it?
Oh, Mark.
So I'm on assignment tomorrow. So what we could do today, if you want to, Dan's is a dad. I'm a dad. Of course, all three of us have dads or had. Your dad's still alive, Peon, right?
Correct.
Dan, I know your dad's alive because he's got a bone sticking out of his arm.
Yeah.
And
not anymore.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. They fixed it. And my dad's alive. We could talk about this Father's Day thing a little bit. I think it's a manufactured holiday.
Yeah.
The card people and gift people. But, and I don't particularly like it. I think that you should do whatever you're going to do for people every day you can do it and not have to have somebody assign you a day to acknowledge or, recognize somebody or do something for them. But I like being a dad because, quite frankly, and I'm not kidding when I say this, it is my only real successful accomplishment is being a dad. I think I pulled that thing off pretty well. And I'm pretty proud of the way that turned out. So we could talk about that. I got a couple of stories I could share. If it weren't for my kids, I don't think I'd actually have a show because most of the great stories I have are about kids. And Dan would agree with that. You get kids, you get stories. You have a choice. You're going to have.
You guys have told some stories over
and
the years.
Beyond, you're going to have kids. I predict that. You don't have an objection to it.
No, absolutely not.
You talked about it with her?
Oh, sure. She talks about it a lot.
Oh, yeah. That's how the way it goes.
I listen.
Well, you will, and you'll be thrilled to death, and it'll be it'll be the greatest thing. And I, without getting too mushy about it, I will just say...
And scary.
It can be very scary. It was scarier, Dan, for you than for me. Dan, it's your business as to how much you want to go into, but you've been down some roads I haven't been down with your kids. And part of that comes from, you know, when you're divorced, it's a different situation and set of circumstances than when you're not. But the one thing that I will say about being a daddy, and I tell everybody who wants to ask, I don't go around just dishing out advice to people in their 20s or 30s about whether or not to be parents, but I have on a couple of occasions had young guys say to me, I think about having kids, I don't know, what do you think? And here's what I tell them. In your life, there will only be one person or two people or three people, however many kids you have, but that child is the only person you will ever have in your life who thinks you're perfect. Now, that doesn't last forever. They don't think you're perfect when they're 12. But when you walk in the house and that kid's 2 or 3 or 4 years old, they don't know anything bad about you. It's daddy's home, and they think you're the great. Would you agree with that when they're little?
Yeah, when they're little, you're awesome.
You are everything.
Yeah.
And you will never have that feeling anywhere else with anybody else in your life. And you might say, well, you know, that's kind of how when I first met my wife and we were dating. No. Rather quickly, a grown-up, your girlfriend, wife, whatever, will start to find some flaws. They deal with it and live with it and accept it, but they find flaws. Your kids don't see any of the bad stuff about you. They just see the guy that gives them a piggyback ride or puts them up on their shoulders or buys them an ice cream cone or runs around the yard with them or makes goofy faces. They think you are the greatest. And that is a feeling you will never, ever duplicate in your life. You're not going to get that anywhere else from anybody else. And I kind of feel bad for people who never know what that's like. To walk in the door after the most rotten day at work you've ever had, Daddy! It all just kind of gets wiped away when that kid comes toward you, and then you multiply that by, you know, 2 or 3 or however many kids you have. And the other thing I think is that you can't use your own childhood and how your dad treated you as any kind of an excuse for being a bad daddy. That doesn't fly with me, and I'll tell you why. If anything, it ought to be the reason you're not that way. If your dad was an abusive drunk who punched your mother in the face and didn't come home half the time at night, that's not a reason for you to be that way. In fact, the mere fact that you lived that and you saw it should be all the more reason why you don't do it. You refuse to relive that as the dad in that situation. So if you want to talk about that, if you want to talk about, I know your dad, my dad is, I actually feel kind of sorry for my dad, although I'm more depressed over his life than he is, meaning he's a guy who never accomplished much in the terms that most people, you know, when they say success or accomplishment, you know what we mean. Reached some sort of executive level or made a lot of money or was anybody's boss. Or he's never been anybody's boss. He never ran anything. But he's a good human being, a decent man. And I just wish that my dad had had a better life. I wish he had been willing to take some risk. He would not take risk. He's old, you know, he's from that generation that if you had a job, then by golly, you keep that job. Don't you dare risk losing that job. What do you mean you're going to quit and look for another job? You got a good job. Well, what does that mean, a good job? If you hate going to work every day just because the pace, you know, hourly rate's pretty, that's not a good job if you hate it. And I just kind of wish for my dad that he had had the stones to, on occasion, go, I'm out of here. But he wouldn't do it. He wouldn't do it because it would have meant leaving and being unemployed, and then you can barely feed your kids, at least in our house, when you're working. What are you going to do when you're not working? And I think he was also too proud to even consider going on welfare. Oh, man, are you kidding? Now, that was a generation that there had to be some pretty dire circumstances before you resort to going on welfare. You do anything before you do that, and I admire that. I do. I'm sure that my dad, through his life, felt some degree of guilt that he couldn't provide the things that we needed. Yeah, I wanted to... I wanted a cornet. You know what a cornet is?
Peter? No.
Dan does, I bet. You know what a cornet is?
Is it kind of like
are you
clarinet?
Talking about a
yeah.
A cornet, yeah.
A trumpet.
Yeah.
It's like a small trumpet.
Yeah.
And I wanted to play in the band. I wanted to take band in school, and I couldn't do it because my dad couldn't afford a cornet. We found a really beautiful used cornet. And I certain things you never forget in your life. And prices of things, I'm real good about. It was $50. And I remember he just said, I just can't do it. He said, I cannot take on that kind of debt where I just hand somebody $50 cash. To him, it was a loan. He'd have to go to the bank, borrow 50. So no cornet, no musical instrument of any kind, really. No, no lawnmower, no gas-powered mower. I had to buy it myself when I was 14. Had to buy a gas so I could cut grass because he just wouldn't. He said, it's $80. We had a serious revolving charge. He said, I don't know how I would make the payment. The payment was $8 a month, by the way. You're talking about a man that made 50 a week, $50 a week. So I bought it myself. He signed. I bought it. In one summer, not only did I pay the lawnmower off, the $80, but I made $300 that summer. And I actually think my dad, just a little bit jealous almost that I made that kind of dough cutting the grass because he looked at himself and thought, wow, I never would have taken a risk like that. I never would have gone out on that $80 loan limb and, knowing that if it didn't work out, my dad's now stuck with $80, but I was the risk taker. And maybe the reason was I watched him. So sometimes what you need to know if you're out there and you're a dad and you feel bad because you don't have a lot of money, let me tell you something, and this sounds corny, but I'm not kidding. No kid has ever said to his parent in the last days, and now the parent's old, and the days are numbered and kind of coming to the end, man, thanks for spending so much money on me. They don't say that. They thank you for time. That's it. That's the thing. And you may not have a place at the lake and a condo and a fancy boat and all that stuff, but somewhere there's a bank. There's a bank on a lake or a river, and you can get a couple of really inexpensive fishing rods anywhere. Okay, for about $20, you got a couple of rods and reels. Grab a bobber, get some bait, go sit on the bank with your kids. I use fishing because that's what we did a lot. It doesn't have to be that. Get a badminton set for next to nothing and play that. Just time. Just hang out. The best thing you'll do. And they won't forget it. And they sure won't forget if you don't spend time with them. And before the day is over, I'll tell you the most powerful story that I know of, at least in my life, when it comes to two guys talking about being dads. And it rocked me when this guy said this to me, because we have a tendency to look at other men and sort of gauge our success by their success. And, when you're with a guy who's worth $200-300 million, you kind of feel like, man, where did I miss the boat? Well, after a brief conversation with him, I realized I didn't miss the boat. He missed the boat. And I'll tell you that story, too. I see the phones are lit up. We'll get to the Burke segment eventually. I want to take these calls. 314-969-KTRS. Toll free, 888-550-KTRS. Holding longest, waiting no longer, is Ben. Hello, Ben.
Hey, am I caller 5,000 for those muni tickets?
You are caller yes. 5. No, hang what on. No, you're not. You're caller 4,999.
Oh, sorry, my Mary, gosh.
Ben. Sorry. What's
hey,
up?
Real quick, yeah. You said something just a few minutes ago about I got a 16-month-old daughter, and you can have the worst day and come home, and when she puts those hands up and says, Daddy, Daddy.
It's the greatest.
It's just everything. You don't think about anything else except being with her and enjoying that time with her. And then also, fortunately, my dad owns a business here in St. Louis, and I've got to work for him for the past 10 years. And knowing my dad outside the business and then also inside the business and how he interacts with other people, it gives you a whole different perspective. And I don't know, it's just really changed how I see him and view him. It's made it that much greater that I've got to spend that time and learn that aspect about him, because, you know, not everybody gets to spend that time with a parent in a business, and it just makes you appreciate Dad a whole lot more for who he is and what he does for people and how he approaches everyday life.
And you're very lucky, because that in itself is no insurance that father and son are going to have a great relationship just because the kid works for the dad. Sometimes it backfires. You know.
No, I haven't gotten fired yet.
But, no, I said sometimes it backfires. It doesn't work out the way Dad thought it would by bringing the kid in to work with him. In your case, you're lucky. It did work. It gave you a new appreciation for him, and it showed him that you're willing to work.
Yeah, that's how I see it, you know. It's been a lot of fun, and it's more than just seeing him on the weekends or in the evenings, you know. I get to see him every day, pretty much most of the day, so.
All right, just a little word of warning. You got a daughter 16 months old. Let me just tell you this. At about, 12 or 13, here comes the attitude. She'll have a little bit of an attitude, but you're years away from that, so just enjoy the fun.
Yeah, I probably won't have any more, so, you know, I'm married. I'm surprised we had one, you know.
I know what you're talking about. When you get married, the sex is gone.
And, oh, yeah.
It's hard to have a child when you're not having sex.
Yep.
It's very difficult.
It's like if we stay together long enough, though, like, I don't know, you said you were married 30-something years.
No,
longer than that.
Looks
like I might suffer from sexhaustion in 30 years.
Now, let me ask you a question. How long have you been married?
It'll be 4 years in July. So.
All right, let me just tell you, if you're lucky, like I was, you're going to get to have sex a couple more times.
Whoa.
What?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, I'm not kidding. Timing has to be right. A couple glasses of wine, a perfect night. But I'm telling you, it can happen. You can have sex a couple more times, which could mean a couple more kids. I'd go for it.
Okay.
I just made his day.
Yeah.
He thought it was over.
You better be good at it.
Hey, Ben, thank you for the call.
You only get one shot.
One shot.
Yeah, it's a mood thing. And it's like, ooh, there's the opportunity. Seize it!
All right, if she gives you that opening, just jump right in.
Well, I would say that's disrespectful.
Oh,
that opening. I wouldn't call it an opening.
I meant an open door.
Call a woman an opening?
So disrespectful. Yeah. Good night. Doc, how are you?
I'm doing fine. How are you folks today?
We're doing great. Doing great.
That's good. I just wanted to add, you know, there, and some people are going to agree with me on this, and some of them are going to think I'm being silly, but that feeling you're talking about, you know, when you come home and your kids are just so happy to see you and you're perfect in their eyes and, you know, just makes coming home feel that much better. I'm in my 60s now. I'm not married and living by myself, but I still get that feeling every day from my dog.
Yeah, well, that can happen. But we're talking about Father's Day, so I mean, I get the dog thing. I love dogs.
Yeah, I know. But I'm just saying, for people that kind of miss that feeling, you know, I'll tell you, man, a dog will do it for you. You come home and you are perfect in their eyes, they'll love you till the day they die, and they are excited to see you. And
the difference between a dog and a kid, after a kid gets a certain age, they start to go, hey, you're not so perfect. The dog never knows that.
The dog dies, you're perfect.
All right, Doc, thank you.
All right, see you later.
All right. I have a special guest on the phone. I don't know her. I spoke to her once. Lisa, are you there?
I am.
This is, let's welcome her with a big KTRS round of applause. Lisa Chit. They love you and they don't even know you yet.
That's awesome.
The reason Lisa's on the phone is I found out, and I actually saw a copy of a letter that Lisa sent to the folks at Associated Physicians Group. Now, correct me if I get anything wrong, and I'll just read sort of the gist of the letter, and then I'll let you talk to us a little bit about your experience there. But you wrote to APG because you first of all, you were telling them about your great experience, but the reason you went to them was you had some lower leg pain. Tell me a little bit about that. What was that about? What kind of leg pain?
Well, I've been going there for many years for lower back pain, but while I was there for a follow-up visit, I was talking to Tammy about a pain in my lower left leg. I've had it for years. It comes and goes, and I just thought, you know, take a look at this. What do you think this is? She said, never seen it before, but give Sarah a call and get an appointment in here and see Sarah in our physical therapy department. So I met with Sarah, and she did a very thorough examination and said, I think you need to have some physical therapy for 6 to 8 visits. And didn't really look forward to that because I have to do it after work, but it was a wonderful experience, and I really only needed 5 visits because the pain's completely gone now.
Now, let's repeat that part. And in her letter, I'll read it to you. She says, after 5 visits with your physical therapy team and some exercises at home, and remember, Lisa said she'd had this pain for years and years and years. 5 visits, the pain is gone. Now, see, I know this might to some people sound like one of those evangelical healing services where, oh, you know, miraculously. No, there's nothing miraculous about it. It's called physical therapy from people who know what they're doing. That's what it's
that's
called.
That's correct.
And that's what I, when I went there, that's the thing that I took away more than anything else was I met those people and I thought, wow, these people really do know what they're doing. Because sometimes you go places and you're with somebody and you're thinking, this person just must be in training or something. I don't think they really know what they're doing. You never feel that way at Associated Physicians Group because they know. They're good. They're very good. Now, you have no leg pain now. What do you do for a living, can I ask?
I'm a property manager. I manage commercial real estate. So I sit at a desk a lot.
Oh. So for people who think that leg pain only comes from being on your feet a lot, that's not true. You can get it while you're sitting. You can have a problem.
Right, from just not walking enough and use. And I did have foot surgery a year ago, so I think a lot of that was contributing to just not using that muscle a lot. But again, I've had it for off and on for a few years and just didn't know what it was from.
How often do you go now for your back issue?
Well, my last injections were back in April, just for my SI joints, and I'm doing great. Maybe twice a year. Sometimes I get lucky and I only have to go 18 months, but
wow.
But yeah, my last injections were back in April and I'm doing great. So.
Okay. And that's where the words pain management come in. Sometimes mm-hmm. it's pain mm-hmm. management, sometimes it's physical therapy, but it's, I wanted them to hear from you because, you know, they can hear from me over and over and over and over, but there's a certain impact in that comes from hearing somebody who actually was in pain and now is no longer in pain because of what they do at APG. And I appreciate you taking the time to talk with us. How's the commercial property management business?
It's getting better.
Yeah.
It's not great, but it's definitely getting a little better.
Now,
so.
Is there a company we can plug for you? Do you have your own business? Do you work for somebody?
Oh, I work for someone.
What's the company?
Plumber Johnson Group. We're in Fairview Heights, Illinois.
And what is it? What Johnson?
Plumber Johnson Group.
The Plumber Johnson Group.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, there you go. You can tell your bosses you just got like $500.
I will.
$500
worth of free publicity. Lisa, thank you very much. I appreciate the time.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Talked to her yesterday, and I could tell she, well, now how long are we going to be on? People tend to start in their minds thinking, oh, this is going to be hard to do. Nah. I said, all you have to do is just tell me basically what it was you said to them when you wrote them that letter. And when I saw the letter, I thought, wow, here's another person who is, I think, actually stunned at how successful the therapy was. I don't know what else to say except to ask you to go to their website. It's apgpain.com. They have 3 clinics, and they're all in Illinois, O'Fallon, Swansea, and Edwardsville. And they are in the physical therapy and pain management business, and they're real good at what they do. APGPain.com.
And let's get a look at traffic right now. Here's Frank Ladd. Hi, Frank.
Got a new accident to report to you, Dan. Eastbound 270 at Newhalls Ferry involving a motorcycle. Still working with that accident southbound on 270 and northbound 270, blocking left lanes in both directions. There are actually 3 left lanes southbound 270 near Doherty Ferry, and 2 left lanes northbound 270 near Doherty Ferry as well. It's between Doherty Ferry and Manchester, this accident. That has you back up southbound quite a ways, at least back to Highway 64, and it is building northbound 270, slow passing it as well from about Big Bend. Southbound 55 before 141, 2 left lanes are reported closed due to an accident there. Northbound 55 just before 141, the left lane closed due to that same incident as well. Debris reported in the roadway, eastbound on Highway 64, east of 141, blocking the second right lane with debris there. You're heavy eastbound on Highway 64, approaching an incident that was on the right shoulder near Vandeventer, eastbound 64. And it's already slow going westbound on Highway 70 between 270 and the Blanchette Bridge. This update brought to you by the Missouri Lottery. Play the Powerball and Mega Million Scratchers game from the Missouri Lottery for a chance to win up to 100 grand instantly. And you could also win Powerball and Mega Millions tickets, giving you a shot at the big jackpot. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Frank Ladd on the Big 550 KTRS.
Hi, this is Terry Hall. Join me on the Night Owl weeknights from midnight until 2 right here on the Big 550. So you ask, what's the Night Owl about? It's about you, current events, pet peeves, how the world treats you, you, sports, your job, and oh, did I mention current events? It's the Night Owl with Terry Hall, midnight till 2 a.m. weeknights for fun, irreverence, and who knows what else on the Big 550 KTRS.
If you're thinking about Granite, listen up.
Granite Busters, the region's number one name in the industry, is making an unbeatable offer.
When you purchase 50 or more square feet of granite or quartz countertops, you get this.
A stainless steel undermount sink, free.
A quarter round or quarter bevel edge upgrade, free.
And the hidden cost that the other guys sneak in, a plumbing hookup, free.
Don't hesitate. Visit the Granite Busters 20,000 square foot showroom and double warehouse and peruse through over 500 full slabs.
When you find the perfect one for your kitchen, bath, bar, or fireplace, just tag it and it's all yours.
Maybe you prefer quartz.
Granite Busters has you covered.
Granite Busters now features a dazzling display of quartz slabs at prices lower than any of the big box stores.
The time is now. It's the triple freebie summer sale at Granite Busters.
Don't delay. Visit 1752 Jeffco Boulevard in Arnold today.
A free sink, free edge upgrade, and a free plumbing hookup only at Granite Busters.
Sale offer applies to category B or higher granite only. New customers only. Quantities limited. Restrictions apply. See store for details. Offer at 731-2013.
May I have your attention, please? If you're trying to lose weight, we need your help. We're Final Trim, and we have too much product and too few participants in our nationwide risk-free trial. If you need to lose 30 pounds or more and would like to participate, call now. 1-800-900-7127. Final Trim is an amazing proven breakthrough in weight loss. A once-daily capsule that can help you lose weight in days. It's also one of the healthiest ways to lose weight. Because each capsule contains natural ingredients, so you'll be able to lose the max amount of weight, allowing you to shed pounds in days with just one capsule a day. Be among the first to call for your risk-free trial. Again, we have too many risk-free trials and too few participants. If you would like to lose 30 pounds or more by taking just one all-natural capsule a day, call now to participate in this nationwide risk-free trial. 1-800-900-7127. 1-800-900-7127. That number again is 1-800-900-7127.
The Corvettes are coming! The Corvettes are coming! The Corvettes are coming!
They're coming to Russell Hill Winery. There's 40 of them you've never seen before. They're coming from the Four Corners Corvette Club. Will you please saddle up? If you got a Corvette, get in it. You see the bucket seat next to you? Find a frisky lady to sit in that seat or some other happy human being of your choice and make tracks to Russell Hill. Go to the homepage, RussellHillWinery.com. Scroll down, press the Corvette checkered flags. Register to win a free Corvette weekend. You can be here, and it's going to be a party, if you know what I mean. Here's John Patrick Russell, the owner of Russell Hill Winery, with a moment of sanity.
Come on down to Russell Hill Winery. Enjoy the wine, enjoy the beer, enjoy the cabins, enjoy the friends.
If you want to win a free luxury cabin on the weekend of June 22nd, you need to register right now. I mean now, N-O-W, now, like right now. Go to RussellHillWinery.com, scroll down, bottom page, click those beautiful Corvette checkered flags. You can win a luxury cabin. Do it!
One little joint supplement. You know this powerful little pill is great for your joints. It even has powerful benefits to help increase your mobility and flexibility. But the joint supplements of today are sadly incomplete because they don't give you the joint relief you're looking for. Until now. Introducing the complimentary two-week sample of Instaflex, our most powerful joint formula ever. It's the number one selling joint supplement at GNC. The only thing our complimentary sample of Instaflex is missing is the price. Because right now, we're offering adults a complimentary two-week sample as part of a nationwide giveaway. Call and claim your sample today. 1-800-400-0179. Instaflex provides powerful, effective joint relief for your knees, hands, even your hips. Prove it to yourself by calling now for your complimentary sample. Instaflex is available at GNC, Vitamin Shop, and Vitamin World, but you can only get your complimentary two-week sample by calling 1-800-400-0179. Call now for your two-week Instaflex sample, 1-800-400-0179.
They say acre for acre, Marion may be the best test in golf. Winning here will demand precision like no other course. It'll test your skill at every turn, provoke you on every bend, and intimidate you on every approach. They say it's a short course, but in the end, someone will be standing tall. The U.S. Open. First round coverage today on ESPN.
At Advance Auto Parts, when you buy more, you save more. Right now, you can get a 5-plus quartz jug, a Valvoline conventional oil, and DriveWorks filter for just $20.99. But as any video game football player knows, you always go for two. So when you get two Valvoline oil change specials, they're just $17.99 each. You save $6 more instantly. Don't waste time mailing things in. Get it now at
Advance Auto Parts.
See store for details.
It's avocado season at Subway. Try the bacon, egg, and cheese with avocado or add it on your favorite breakfast sandwich. Subway, build your better breakfast.
Hey, boys and girls, John Hadley here for Jim Huer. Come join us for the Blackfin Bullpen Show each and every Tuesday night at the Blackfin American Grill located at the Galleria. We'll have a variety of guests, some special deals, some giveaways. Come join us talking baseball. We'll be talking baseball at the Blackfin American Grill at the Galleria each Tuesday night. Don't wait until after the game. We'll be watching the Cardinals game with you. Come express your opinions during the game. Join us at the Blackfin American Grill Tuesday night at the Galleria.
All right, as long as we're talking about Father's Day and daddies, and I get to talk about it today because I'm on assignment tomorrow, but I have a daddy on the phone who I would say would agree with me that it's probably one of the greatest things that can happen to you in your life is being a daddy. Would you agree with that, John?
You know, it's the greatest thing. First of all, greatest thing is finding a beautiful lady and then she says yes when you beg her to marry you. And
making
then,
the babies. Yeah,
then you have beautiful kids and three of which the Lawn Dog Boys are working here today.
Yeah. See, John, Peon, dumb young kid Peon, had to try to take this another direction. You hear what he said? Oh, the great thing is making the baby.
Well, that's what he said. Find a lovely lady. Well, I'm sure that's part of it.
You had to make it all about sex.
Oh, yeah, you're like trying to like cut me off again?
No.
He's
just one of the fun parts of it, right?
He's redirecting it from the wonder and greatness of being a dad to making kids, which is just sex talk.
Well, you got
to
get it while you can if you're married.
You know, this started with the, talking about Father's Day, and you guys always have to take it to the
Peon. It's Peon.
Well,
Peon took it another direction.
I tend to do that.
I've said this many times. If I had it to do over, I'd have had 5 or 6 kids, and I mean that. I really would have had 5 or 6 kids.
I think I'll never forget the first time Mimi, we kind of looked at each other, and I don't know if John was 3 or 4 or 5 weeks old, and she looked, she goes, don't take this wrong, but I love him more than you. I get it.
You know, and that's funny. My wife said that.
It's just unbelievable.
My wife said that to me, but she was looking at a waiter in a restaurant. Which I said. Had nothing to do
with
kids.
Don't take this wrong.
Yeah, don't take this wrong.
But I see, friends of mine that have their first grandchild, and it's just like, wow. They're like, well, that's really unbelievable. I don't know how I can get any better.
Well, I'll never forget one time my wife said to me, don't take this wrong, but I hate your guts.
That's what she said to me. How can you take that wrong?
Pass the potatoes.
You can't take that wrong because she was smiling at the time, too.
Pass the potato. That's a great joke.
I know.
That is great.
But, so how is everything?
Everything's great. It's just beautiful. Business is fantastic. Really busy in service. And again, we always talk about sales, and we have very, very, very wonderful sales opportunity. But it's service. You got to always back up, what you sell with great service, not average, not above average.
And can I step in and say that I am a walking testimonial and have seen what you're saying in action at Lawn Dog, because you just said back up what you sell. And I was there one time and I saw at the service department, it was Bruce Weiner to one of his guys. Actually, they had a car in reverse. They were servicing. They were backing up what they sold. Proof right there.
Well, it was sold. Somebody owned it.
They had it in reverse.
Backing it up.
See what I did there? Back up what they sell.
That's pretty good.
Thanks, Dan.
That's car humor.
Thank you, Dan.
Yeah.
Thanks for noticing.
What do you think, John?
John's still with us?
Did you get that?
Sometimes I wonder why I do this.
Sometimes we wonder why you do it.
You know why I do it, because every month you send me a bill.
And you know why you send the bill, because every month you sell cars.
Yeah. And a few weeks later, you get a check in the mail.
That's right. That's how it works.
That's how this whole deal works.
It's a wonderful world, circle of life.
But in between, then I get to get ridiculed and laughed at, 2-3 times a week.
Well, can I share a couple emails with you? Here. Dear Frank, regular listener, love it when you pick on John Londoff and make fun of him. I think it may be the reason my next car will come from Johnny Londoff Chevrolet. Here's another one.
Who wrote that?
Here. Stephanie Gilbert.
Oh.
Here's another one. Dear Frank, if you ever stop picking on John Londoff and his speech patterns and his little idiosyncrasies,
that will never happen.
The show will not be worth listening to. It is the only reason that I tune in, and we are proud owners of a couple of Londoff vehicles because of that. That's just one of I have 100 of these.
Wow, so. You have 100 of those.
Yeah, so people love that picking on you.
And
can I hear the noise of those letters again?
Yeah.
They're hot off the press.
Plus, not once.
Now I know you're telling the truth.
That's right. That's how you can tell.
Plus, not once have we said that his address was at 270 in Manchester.
No, we'll never do that.
No.
Why bring that up again?
Well, leave that up to stations talking to people so they don't know the difference anyway. They don't know the address.
When was the last time like Dan sang the jingle?
I don't know.
I got a better idea.
I have a better idea. Peon and I sing it. John and Londoff Chevrolet by the low overhead way. We'll sing it, and Dan will play it on the harmonica.
Okay, let's do that. Come
okay, on. Hang on, Dan. Give me a key. Give me a key. Okay, one, two, three, four.
John and Londoff Chevrolet by the low overhead way.
Wow.
That's hyperventilating.
All impromptu.
Oh my God.
It's the duck charge.
You know what? I gotta tell you. Oof, this is just too much fun on a Thursday afternoon.
You've never done any of this. You've never done any of this with Charlie Brennan.
No.
Harmonica, duck call,
no.
Singing.
You know, he's pretty serious.
He's too serious.
Yeah.
He's pretty serious.
Well, it's a station that demands you be serious. You know, they have a no laughing policy.
Yeah, they do.
We've talked about that before.
We're going to talk about
that. When you run into people and you meet them and they don't smile.
Oh, something wrong.
How about when, as funny as you are, I didn't say funny looking, I said as funny as you are, and then they don't laugh at a joke? Or how about this? When they do, but it's like a second long, almost like it hurts to laugh.
Yeah, that's who that's how you know you don't want to be friends with those people.
Yeah.
People who never laugh.
You've got to be happy.
And what you need to do is have sort of in your back pocket, not literally, but in your mind, a couple of test jokes. A joke or two that every normal person laughs at, and you throw that joke out. If they don't laugh, you know what? Can't be friends.
No.
Can't be friends with you.
Do you have any of your jokes or stories? Are they written down?
No. No.
You ever thought about writing a book?
I wrote three, actually. In the
Can I get one autographed?
I have two of the three. And I don't have a copy of the third one, but I have a couple. Yeah, I'll grab you one of the other two.
Right.
There was volume 1, 2, and 3, and they were all joke books that I did in the 80s when I was at KUSA, and we sold 30,000 of them.
Wow.
Yeah. That's why I don't have to work. I don't really even have to work.
Oh, God, love you.
I didn't know what he was going to say there.
Well, listen, we've got over 1,000 new and pre-owned vehicles in stock. I mean, just a buddy of mine was up today, and he said, man, you got a lot of inventory. I'm like, yeah, thank you. So
that's a good story.
Not quite like the soccer story, but that was good.
That's a good one.
You know what? I got more. You want to hear more? I got more stories like that.
No, well, sure. Running out of time.
You know, got by the way, I mean, I'm looking at an email. Customers outside that want to talk to me. I was on hold. I don't know why I was on hold for 10 minutes.
Well, it was important.
I got to listen to some other commercials.
We had Lisa Chitwood, who has a terrific story about the relief and elimination of her pain, courtesy of one of our advertisers. It was important.
Okay.
And sometimes we put you on hold deliberately so you can hear and get a kind of feel for the show so that you don't just jump in, you know, cold, not knowing what's going on. It's a courtesy.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I had a meeting with a couple of people that you do business with, and that's Kevin Holler and Scott Schaefer with Schaefer Auto Body.
Whoa.
We're talking about doing some business and them buying some parts from us.
Great.
All right. And all told stories about you and what a funny person you are.
Now, who's Scott Schaefer? Is that Steve's son?
Yes.
Yeah. Well, good for you. Nice, I hope that works out.
Nice people. Great people. And went to Hendel's for lunch, and man, they were blown away by the great food over there by the Bennett's at Hendel's. But, hey, we're open until 6:30, 7 o'clock, as late as you want to keep us here today. Open all weekend, late on Friday, all day Saturday. Going to be a beautiful weekend. Happy Father's Day to all the fathers, and still great deals. Cruises only $13.9. Silverado's only $15.9. 1.9% certified pre-owned interest rates. You got to be kidding me.
That's
unbelievable,
a great rate.
Deals here at the home of Are You Kidding Me pricing. Jenny Law and Duff Chevrolet.
All right.
How was that?
That was great. And,
I was trying to talk really fast because I know you're counting the seconds.
We're
right
up
now.
Against it, but we're going to send you some business, as we always do.
314-837-1800. 314-837-1800. 247-365-LawandDuff.com.
All right. Have a great rest of the day.
Okay, you too.
Bye, John.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Goodbye.
I like it how he acts like he's mad at us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can be mad at somebody that sends you as much business as we send.
On hold for 10 minutes.
Yeah. It's a service. It's a favor.
Yeah.
Should we break and then come back and I'll wrap some? All right, we're going to take a little break, and we are coming back. We still have maybe some Burke segment. I wouldn't go anywhere if I were you. Big 550, KTRS.
Let's get a look at traffic again. Here's Frank Ladd.
Well, we've got that accident eastbound on 270. It's a two-vehicle collision now. Eastbound 270 blocking the two right lanes now. Eastbound 270 at West Floor. So that has you backed up to, looks like, near Lindbergh eastbound on 270 up in North County. It's a slow go eastbound on Highway 64 as you approach Highway 270. Debris reported in the roadway eastbound Highway 64 just past Maryville Center Drive. Also, an accident reported near 141 blocking the left lane eastbound on Highway 64. So you're slow going. Looks like back to almost Clarkson eastbound on 64. Westbound on 64, seeing that normal slow stretch headed out of the city as you approach Hampton to McCausland. Then again, you're on the brakes. Looks like McKnight all the way out to the incident eastbound, westbound on Highway 64 near Maryville Center. It's a slow stretch westbound. Southbound on 270, it's a bad afternoon. You're backed up between Page to south of Manchester. There's a crash blocking the three left lanes. Southbound on 270, just south of Manchester. Northbound 270, heavy as well. The two left lanes are jammed all the way up from Highway 44. It's a slow stretch there. And southbound on 55, got an accident just before 141, blocking the two left lanes. That has you backed up to Merrimack Bottom. Also, the left lane blocked northbound on Highway 55 near 141. That left lane blocked a little bit slow passing that incident as well. This update brought to you by the St. Louis Bread Company. Summer's favorite is back. The strawberry poppy seed and chicken salad featuring fresh strawberries and antibiotic-free chicken. St. Louis Bread Company. Live consciously. Eat deliciously. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Frank Ladd on the Big 550 KTRS.
It's like a donut break in the middle of your morning at work. The Morning Quickie with Steve Cochran. Weekdays at 10 a.m. on the Big 550 KTRS.
Streaming live at KTRS.com.
Bob and Sarah had an affliction.
How to decorate our home
so it reflects us.
They were suffering from decoratophobia, the fear of making a decorating boo-boo.
So we kept what came with the house.
Hunter green carpeting and mauve walls from the 80s.
They flipped through decorating magazines and watched decorating shows, but couldn't escape their decoratophobia. Sarah then made a bold decision.
I went to Reinecke Decorating Center.
Smart move, because family-owned Reinecke is the home of Benjamin Moore Paints. If you don't see your color in one of over 3,000 Benjamin Moore paint colors. Bring your color choice in and Reinecke will match it. Unlike the big box stores, the majority of Reinecke staff members have over 20 years of experience in paint and decorating. And at the DePere location, Reinecke's decorators can help you choose the right color palette, wall coverings, and blinds. Family-owned Reinecke Decorating Centers with two locations on Manchester Road in DePere and in Brentwood. Reinecke Decorating Centers, the home of Benjamin Moore paints, is the cure for decoratophobia.
Goodbye, Mauve and Hunter Green carpeting.
It's summertime, and that means it's time to play. With First Bank, you can play now and pay later. Get that sports car you've been dreaming of, or that boat. Take off in your new RV and enjoy your summer. With First Bank's 90 days of no payments on recreational vehicles, including cars, you really can play now and pay later. Call 800-760-BANK for details and get out and play. First Bank. Banking on your future. Member FDIC.
It's avocado season at Subway. Try the bacon, egg, and cheese with avocado or add it on your favorite breakfast sandwich. Subway. Build your better breakfast.
You guys remember the name Lucky Vanos?
Yeah.
Yes, he was it the Diet Coke commercial?
Yeah, he was the shirtless guy. Yeah, exactly. Ladies, we have the new hunk. His name is Josh Button. He is in a Diet Dr. Pepper commercial, has been for a little while now. And he's the new Lucky Vanos. You know, where I think they make a mistake is they need to do, not for every product, but some commercials with a guy like me. Because most of the world doesn't look like this guy. I'm looking at this guy. Most people don't look like him.
No.
That flat stomach crap and, you know, chiseled jaw and all that. Look at us. Our jaws aren't chiseled.
No.
No.
Our stomachs aren't flat. What about relating to regular people?
The masses.
Put a man on there that a lot of women will look at and go, ah, that's just like my husband.
Yeah.
The people.
Yeah, people.
Why just corner yourself into one section of the market?
Yeah, why put a guy up there that most wives can't relate to?
Yeah.
Put me up there. I'm telling you, I think there's a market for that.
Hairy belly.
Big old hairy back and fat stomach.
I think they want the people to actually watch the commercial, though.
Well, you know what? You got a point. Yeah.
Well,
you got something there.
Back to the drawing board.
Okay, forget it. Bad idea. First Community Credit Union has popsicles. Yesterday would have been a great day for a popsicle, but you know what? Every day is, they figure every day from Memorial Day to Labor Day is a good day for popsicles. So that's what they've done this year, is made popsicles available to customers through the whole summer season till Labor Day. That's First Community Credit Union. And of course, popcorn every day. There's the fresh popcorn. Then there are the things that you really go there for. The reasons people actually change where they do their banking. Rates, competitive rates on money you save, money you borrow. Great service. All that stuff you got at your bank, checks and savings, they have all that. You know, car loan, you get all that. But there's a level of service. It's kind of like when you go to a family business and the business is owned by a local family. They put their sweat and blood and everything into it because it's their life. It's kind of like that with First Community Credit Union, because the customers or members, as we're called, we own the credit union. So they know they're working for you, and you can tell it by the way they act, the way they treat you. FirstCommunity.com is the website you want to visit, or better yet, just stop on in and experience what it's like.